You, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, you have revealed to little ones the mysteries of the kingdom. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. The Lord be with you.
And with
a reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus said, "What is the kingdom of God like? To what can I compare it? It is like a mustard seed that a man took and planted in the garden. When it was fully grown, it became a large bush, and the birds of the sky dwelt in its branches." Again he said, "To what shall I compare the kingdom of God? It is like yeast that a woman took and mixed in with 3 measures of wheat flour until the whole batch of dough was leavened." The Gospel of the Lord. One of the many things I love about Fort Smith is how often we celebrate marriage anniversaries. And I do not just mean an anniversary of 10 years or 25 years, but quite regularly we have special masses for couples who have been married for 40 years, 50 years, 60 years. And I had one couple that had been married for 75 years. They must have gotten married while they were still wearing diapers. What secrets do these couples possess that help them to weather the storms that so many modern marriages shipwreck on? In my spare time, I work in the marriage tribunal in Little Rock with annulments, and see the opposite side of successful marriages. That is, when couples cannot stay together. It is a heartbreaking ministry for me. And the only thing that keeps me going is the hope of healing broken hearts that have been broken in divorce. But I so often feel great frustration in the face of so much pain and hurt. Like the story of Humpty Dumpty, who all the king's horses and all the king's men could not put Humpty Dumpty back together again. That's what it feels like, healing after a divorce. But seeing both sides of marriages, the successful side and the struggling side, makes me bold enough today to offer some secrets of a successful marriage. And I need to be bold because I'm a celibate priest who is not personally married, who's looking into the house of marriage through a window from the outside. Let me suggest 5 secrets for a successful marriage. First of all, St. Paul tells the Ephesians in his celebrated 5th chapter. That husbands and wives should be subordinate to one another out of reverence for Christ. By the way, priests fear reading this passage from Ephesians even more than the genealogy of Jesus in Matthew with all the names. Even though St. Paul goes on to say that wives should be subordinate to their husbands, he has first said they should be mutually submissive to each other. I take that to mean that there should be a mutual respect and deference. One spouse is not the boss and the other the employee, much less master and the other slave. Rather, sometimes the husband gets to decide. And sometimes the wife is in the driver's seat. In successful marriages, sometimes the husband is subordinate, and sometimes the wife is subordinate out of reverence for Christ. Secondly, my parents have been married for more than 50 years now, and my father always said that the family that prays together stays together. Every night, my parents gathered the three children before bed, and we sat in the living room, and we prayed one Our Father, five Hail Marys, one for each of us, and then a prayer in an Indian language, which I hope God understood, because I certainly did not. I wonder how many couples who get divorced prayed together each day. I think the great blessing and the benefit of praying together is you begin to see the other person as God sees them. And it is a little easier to love that person. Thirdly, good communication is critical. And by the way, communicating well has a lot more to do with listening than with talking. What do people do when they struggle to communicate? They turn up the volume, like TV commercials. Oh, she didn't hear what I said, so maybe I should just say it louder. And spouses shout when they argue. Rather, I think communication has as much to do with what you don't say as with what you do say. That is, pay attention to the body language. Spouses share a lot through a frown, crossed arms on the chest, tears in the eyes, a sigh, eye contact, or no eye contact. Because husbands and wives miss the non-verbal cues, their verbal communication is impaired dramatically. Successful marriages are highly attuned to both verbal and non-verbal communication. Couples communicate a mountain of meaning with just a wink of an eye. Neil McCoy sang how his wife's wink every morning made everything better, he said. And slam bam, I'm feeling all right. Troubles take a hike in the blink of an eye. Don't need to psychoanalyze or have a stiff drink. All she's got to do is give me that wink. Nonverbal communication. Fourthly, trust is the bedrock and foundation of any healthy relationship, especially the relationship of marriage. When you trust one another, you overcome feelings of jealousy because you know the other person is totally committed to you. Trust leaves room for freedom, because you do not feel you need to force or manipulate the other person into certain behavior to keep you happy because you do not trust them. Trust allows each spouse to explore their own talents and careers and friendships because the other spouse does not feel threatened. There is trust. And fifthly, this surprises some couples when I say this, but marriage is really only for earth and not for heaven. In heaven, you will be married to Jesus and not to one another. You know, I was sharing this in RCIA class recently, and I could tell that some couples had this sad look on their face, but others reacted with relief, saying, "Yes!" In other words, human marriage is sort of marriage preparation for your real marriage to Jesus Christ in eternity. Maybe one reason couples can stay married for 50, 60, 75 years is knowing that this won't last forever. Couples recall St. Paul's words in Romans chapter 8, verse 18. I consider that our present sufferings are not worth comparing with the glory that will be revealed to us. The glory of being married to Jesus. These are just five small secrets to successful marriages, and I'm sure there are many, many more. Let us pray for all marriages today, both the successful ones and the struggling ones. But do not forget, the one you are praying to will one day be your spouse. Praised be Jesus Christ.